Hey guys, welcome back to The Broken Gun. We've been off. There was, shall we say, an abortive attempt at a podcast a couple of weeks ago when I wasn't available. Technical difficulties ensued, which meant that after 15 minutes of trying, the lads just gave up.
So I will put my hand up here and say it was all Bruce's internet's fault because me and Eddie were having a great time having a chat about him when they couldn't hear us. I have the recording on my computer. I might send it over to you, Lloyd.
Yeah, fair enough.
I have to say, the whole time I was pissing myself. Johnny was pissing himself and Bruce was going, guys, can you hear me? Guys, can you hear me? And we were just too busy fucking crying to even respond. And then when he could hear us, we just pretended like he couldn't hear us. So it was great.
I do believe this was a massive stitch-up, and they actually did this on purpose just to get a laugh.
This isn't KFC2, Bruce. This isn't KFC2.
This was definitely the KFC debacle of 2019 in 21.
So in case any of you are worrying, my co-hosts are all here. You've already heard from Johnny, Eddie, and Bruce. But we are joined this week by Ryan from Escape Suburbia. Ryan, say hello.
Hello, how are we doing?
I'm all right, mate. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad, thank you.
How are your legs and how is your dog?
The legs have recovered. It took about a week and the dog is glad that he's not walking 14 miles, 16, 20 miles a day.
Or locked in a tent with you at night, I'm guessing.
Oh, yes. There's never enough Marmite, Eddie. You know that.
Nice to know you're learning the trade secrets, mate.
Ryan, you obviously are an Instagram influencer.
Oh, I wouldn't go that far. I do have an Instagram account. I wouldn't say I'm an influencer.
Not like Eddie, obviously. None of us are like Eddie.
No, I'm not in the league of the Somerset Anders. He's a big deal.
But you have recently done a fairly significant dinner walk-in for charity. Do you want to tell us about it?
Yeah, so... before March last year, I'd arranged to, I came up with the idea to walk off as Dyke for charity after I'd drunk too many beers, which is probably not where any good idea should come from, but it did. And I thought I could do that for charity and I'll walk it in 12 days and I'll raise money for prostate cancer. Because long story short, my dad got it in 2013 and they gave him a lot of help. So I thought, right, I'm going to raise some money, try and get something back into the charity. What can I do that'll have a big impact? Rather than doing like a 24-hour walk, I thought I'd just go all in and try and do, off as Dyke, which is 177 miles from the top of Wales to the bottom from Prestatyn to Chepstow. And then done loads of training and Corona hit and it all got cancelled, which is why I done it this year with very little training, which in hindsight probably wasn't a great idea.
And how was it? We've been watching your stories, obviously, on Instagram, but obviously some of the guys who are listening may not have be following you yet, although they should be.
Yeah. I'd had a few things go on this year. We had a tough year, and I thought, right, the missus said, you need to get out, you need to sort your head out, you need to do something, go and do the walk. So, as I said before, I'd done loads of training the year before, and I was probably a stone lighter and in good shape. and then the next thing I knew, I was at Prestatyn train station with 19 kilos on my back thinking what am I doing. Had a good first night. I'll be honest, the first 3 days broke me. I had all these grand ideas that I'd be a wild man and I'd camp wherever I could get to and find my own food and this and that, and after 3 days of carrying it all, I couldn't wait to get rid of it and just resigned to the fact that B&Bs or a pub was a much better place to stay.
So night one was like Rambo First Blood, where you were like up a tree with a knife on a stick waiting for like game.
Night one, yeah.
Waiting a fierce predator. Yeah.
Night one was pretty cool because I got
not
to press that in.
Be called a predator.
No. But I'm glad you dropped that case, Johnny. I appreciate that.
In all honesty, I thought
you
actually
found out who's old enough.
I thought you were the one that invented coronavirus, so you didn't have to do this walk, Ryan. We all thought you were out of it. Done. Dusted. You ate the bat.
Can I just say, though, before we take the piss too much out of Ryan, can we just get a round of applause for Ryan as well for his fucking walk? Because that was fucking something special. That was fucking awesome. Because I was probably living it with him on his stories. Like you see him at the beginning of the day, he was like, today's going to be a fucking grand day. This is going to be great. This is great. And then come lunchtime, he was like, I'm flagging a little bit. Come tea time, you're like, oh my God, you're proper feeling for the lad. He looks absolutely cooked. And to know he's going to be doing the same mileage again tomorrow and the day after and the day after, you're like, fucking hell, proper rooting for him. So yeah, massive well done, right?
It was, yeah, cheers, buddy. It was, it was relentless. So basically, a lot of the training that I do at home, I could probably do about 16 miles in about 4 hours, four and a bit hours. And then all of a sudden, you're taking an hour and a half to walk 2.5 miles. The inclines and the declines just absolutely beast you completely. And yeah, I did have a few moments where I thought, what am I doing? I want to go home. I've had enough. I'm done. I'm absolutely done. But yeah, if you follow my stories, I tried to do as much as I could on my stories so people who donated could see what I was doing and what I was going through, and that it wasn't all easy. But as soon as I got rid of that camping gear out of the bag and got rid of all the dead weight, not my dead weight, the bag's dead weight, then things just got easier. But I killed my feet in the first 3 days.
And mate, then, you have lost a lot of weight on that walk. Like that was,
I lost about a stone in 12 days.
Bloody hell, mate!
You should definitely sell the Offa's Dyke diet,
the fitness diet of like 6 pints a night and a mixed grill. But just
mate, I remember seeing your stats and you're burning like 10,000 calories a day. I'm like, that man must be eating like a horse.
Yeah. See, the thing is when you start doing it, so. I had all these, like I said, I had all these ideas of I'm going to carry everything on my back and I'm going to have all my gear with me and I'm going to cook my meals as I'm going. Catalogue of errors, I had the wrong gas bottle. I was carrying a kilo of food that I couldn't heat up. I ate the first lot and the dog wouldn't even eat it, so I just binned it all. But you literally, from when you leave in the morning to when you get to somewhere at night, you don't walk past anywhere. There's no shops. There's no, oh, I'm just going to nip in there and get a Lucozade or a Coke, or you're just remote. There's nothing, absolutely nothing until you get to your next step. Your next base.
So Wales, sorry. Then?
Wales, yes. Stunning. Beautiful. I mean, one of the best places I've ever walked through in my life. It was the scenery that I saw, especially North Wales. As you get closer to the south, if anyone lives in the south, I would apologise, but I don't care. The north is better. It's much more scenic and the people seem to be a lot more friendly. But yeah, we had a lot of good hospitality. Somebody let us sleep in their back garden, which was pretty cool. Cooked us dinner, made us breakfast.
Wore your skin just, as a hat.
Yeah, I mean, they slept in the tent with me and kept me warm, but I appreciated that.
I was going to say, did you encounter any like dogging opportunities?
I was going to say, right, are you great for your butt fucking ugly so nobody abducted you?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, completely, yeah. Completely. Yeah,
I was in the sky, surely.
Yeah, there was never any danger of me being raped by anyone.
I'll tell you what, though, Bear would have had a bit of a flower. Bear would have had a bit of worry because you did look like a miniature sheep and you were in Wales.
Yeah, I think he's about a foot shorter now, Bear, bless him. I've worn him out.
Does the dog hate
what were you doing lying on top of him while shagging him? That's weird.
He just hammered him into a slightly shorter dog.
You got to do what you got to do when you're on your own. There's company's company.
The hungry must be fed, Ryan. The hungry must be fed for sure.
Exactly.
How many conversations did you have with the dog?
A lot.
Like Wilson.
A lot of conversations. Do you know what? What I would say for it is he did have the opportunity to go home at one point when wife and my kids surprised me. And they turned up at a hotel when I was having a bath after I told them to piss off about 4 times, realised it was them at the door. And in the morning, I said, I'm not going to tell him to come out. If he stays in the car, he gets to go home. He's done. He's tired. And as soon as I put a bag on my back, he was next to me. And there were points in the day, when I got to the end of the day, I was every day pretty much broken. And no matter what, he'd always keep pulling. And I think just that sense of just, well, if he's going to keep going, let's just keep going. Let's keep pulling. He never stops. He never gives. If anyone's ever met Bear, he never stops ever.
What breed is Bear, mate?
He's a Cocker Spaniel cross with a Bedlington Terrier.
Have you contemplated teaching him to heal?
Do you think the office Dyke walk would have been a failure if you had?
Yeah, it would have been a complete failure. He basically dragged me 170 miles, and I'm quite happy for that, to be fair.
Be fair, mate. The wheels bound.
Scored the beatings, so were you. Anybody else willing to pay.
Yeah, I mean, if anyone's got a terrier, you try and get a terrier to walk to heel. It's no mean feat. It's a challenge in itself. But no, he's a good dog. And he got two kills while we're on holiday as well. So, it's, you know, it was good.
Are the police looking for those people or?
No, it was animals. So we
what are these cats' names?
Yeah.
Mr. Fluffy Kid.
Yeah, they had no collars on and they were 500 yards from a public abode. So it was all right.
Well, they didn't after you got your Mora knife out.
Yeah. No, I gave that away for weight.
Oh, did you?
Life is grim when you've got to give away a 100-gram knife to save your weight.
Life is real grim. I was getting rid of anything.
The bastard was walking butt naked because he couldn't be bothered to carry a 20.
I bet he wouldn't have given it away if it had been an emblem.
No, I would have carried. I would have got rid of the bag and carried the knife. No, I literally just had to get rid of as much weight as possible. If anyone's done a big trek like that and you're carrying that much weight on your back, you know, it's very easy to criticise people when you're sat in your armchair, but when you do it day in, day out, it is an absolute beasting. I mean, my friend messaged me and he went, we done training in the Falklands at that weight for 24 hours and I hated it. And, you know, I was doing it for day after day after day. And if anyone's met me, like Eddie and Johnny, well, all of you apart from Lloyd, you'll know that I'm not the most physically in shape man in the world. So it was a battle of wits, I think.
You finished it.
I was meant to do it in 12 days, but I done it in 11. I put 2 days into one. So one of the days we'd done 24 miles, which was a massive mistake. But I had set my mind that I was going to finish on Bank Holiday Monday. And that's what we did. We finished. So, I mean, even the last day, I think I'd done 20 miles on the last day. And we left at 7:45 in the morning. I didn't get to the finish till 5.
Oof. That's a day.
What did you get any songs stuck in your head? Because I know when I go for a long walk, you always get one song stuck in your head. And there it is for 10 days.
Down.
I would walk 500 miles.
Grease the peg, diddly, diddly, lum, with the extra leg, diddly, diddly, lum.
I sort of assumed that it would be, do you want to be in my gang by Gary in the Glitter?
Gary Glitter?
Yeah. Do you want to be in my gang?
We're getting back on your face level now.
No, I must admit, I did listen to a lot of music on my iPhone. I didn't have one particular song stuck in my head. There's a few I listen to sort of get me going. A lot of
Shania Twain, Man, I Feel Like a Woman.
Yeah, a lot of that. A lot of the 90s hits. Yeah, I just love it. Gina Movie G, soundtracks.
Just a little bit.
Yeah. No.
Disco pop.
Right, come on, we have to know which movie soundtracks, because there's a gamut of movie soundtracks that you could be talking about here.
No, I literally just put my iPhone on random and just put it in my pocket and just stomped on. I even listened to one of your podcasts. That killed an hour for one of the days.
Indeed, I heard that was a fabulous review.
The longest hour of your journey.
Yeah, that killed an hour and your morale.
So, two very relevant questions, Ryan.
Yep.
How much have you raised? And can people still donate?
Yeah, so I've extended the donation now. It's open until the end of July because we've got an article going in the local paper this month, next month.
A local Welsh paper or local down here?
No, down here, the Herald.
Someone will actually read it. That's impressive, mate.
Yeah, exactly. There's
because
pictures
they
in it.
Can read.
Oh. Yeah.
Fuck off.
Yeah.
No one from the south can read.
Well, there's nobody from Wales listening to
you.
You're
the most south here.
Yeah.
And I stand by my statement.
Ryan, how do people donate? If people want to donate some money for prostate cancer.
If people want to If they want to donate, they can go on to Just Giving and search Escape Suburbia, or they can go onto my Instagram profile and there's a link in the bio. So far tonight, it's raised £6,060.
Amazing.
Well done, mate. Massive.
Never thought I'd get to that. We set an original target of 5,000 when I said it originally. I mean, to be fair to people, a lot of the support's come from Instagram. And obviously I've been able to push it on there. I think everyone's probably glad that I've talked now, so I shut up about it for a while. But that money will go to a hell of a good cause. The research they put in, specialist nurses and caring for, you know, it's the biggest killer of men in the UK, for sure.
Well, hopefully, based on the listenership of this podcast, it will be £6,004 very soon.
And how is that new Parati that you bought with the money? Is it coming along nicely? When's the due date for it?
Oh, I can't talk about that here. I told you that in confidence. No, it's everything was on Just Giving. Nothing can be taken out. It's all sat there waiting to go to them. I funded the trip myself. I funded all the B&Bs myself, my food, the lot was all funded by me. And every single penny that everyone donated goes to charity. We had some good stuff. Some people donated raffles at the beginning, and there was a boar stalk and a deer stalk on there that we sold and raffled off, and a knife and all sorts. So yeah, I mean, fair play to people. We've had a lot of support, and a lot of people have reached out to me through it, where their family have had it, or their dads have had it, or uncles, or other people have been struggling with it. And even a couple of guys have messaged me and said that seeing me struggle my way through Wales is, made them think, well, actually, what can I do? If he can do that for charity, what can I do? Which is, it's perfect.
I know I reached out to you early on, Ryan, just to find out how you actually get the check for prostate cancer, because I don't mind a prostate massage. So I thought it was a similar act, but it turns out that's not how you check for prostate cancer.
No. I mean, some doctors are from Thailand, but a lot of them aren't.
I was going to say, but it hasn't stopped you trying, though, right, Bruce?
Yeah, that's very correct, Lloyd. It is very correct.
That's one of the fingers on a traffic cone, Bruce.
Yeah. Is that what that is behind you?
I mean, it's, in all seriousness, if you're that sort of age, if you're getting to, 50-odd, it's just a quick finger up the bum. That's all it is. Done. They don't talk
is that free on here, Jack?
They don't.
Can you lie about your age they did in World War One?
And that is free on the NHS, guys. There we go. Just a fucking job.
It's free. And you can have it early. You can request it whenever you want, Eddie.
Can I?
Yep. I've got to have... Well, I'm meant to have mine now, actually.
I'm 40.
And I've just got myself a new missus, and that's available on the NHS?
Yeah, oh, completely.
But they don't have to take the NHS out for dinner.
Yeah, they don't have a reach around, though. That's the problem. They literally just stay in that one area.
Unless you're Booper.
Yeah, happy finish on the Booper plan.
We really should be fucking laughing at this, but it wouldn't be us if we weren't, so...
No, but it's good. Yeah, it's good. It's good to laugh about it. It's better than being serious, isn't it, really?
Well, let's face it. We probably all... I mean, my stepdad, colon cancer, me dad, lung cancer... my best mate, lymphoma. So, we all know people who've had cancers, and it's fucking horrendous.
It's awful. I mean, the backstory to us, not that I want to talk about it a great deal, but we've been hit like really hard as a family with it. So I had, obviously, my dad in 2013, they thought they got it early, but it spread to the bones in his back. So it's not curable, it's just manageable. But, he's still going strong now. And then with a brief 7-month illness, we lost my mum in March to cancer through asbestos. So that was another reason that spurred me to get on and do the walk when I'd done it. I probably should have waited until I was fit enough and I'd trained, but sort of mentally and headspace and sitting at home numbing yourself with 10 cans of beer, you might as well do something positive with it, right? So... that's what we've done. Well, but yeah, I mean,
I'll level with you. The money I paid to the charity, I feel like I earned from watching your struggle and your stories. So I'm grateful for you not training for it, to be honest. If you'd been running up the side of fucking Ben Levis, I'd have been like, this prick's got this in the bag. But no. Watching you struggle every day, I was like, I don't mind spending that money. I don't mind spending that money at all.
The antithesis to Ant Middleton.
Yeah. Well, like me and Eddie spoke recently, and I said that before I'd done it, I'm the people's champion because, you know, people look at me and go, if he can do it, I can do it. It's, yeah. You know, I mean, although I know Eddie struggles to walk any sort of distance, bless him.
It's look at that. Hard with that many piles.
It's a tough
Have you been for a walk since you got back?
I've done the cheeky 3 miler last night, but nothing too big. I damaged the arches of my feet on about day 3. So every day I was stopping about every 2-3 hours and covering my feet in deep peat and just taking paracetamol so I could keep going. And it took about a week for them to recover. So basically when I got picked up the next day, I obviously didn't walk. And I think your body gets used to like constantly going. So like the first couple of hours every day is agony. And then after that, you hit a zone, you forget about the pain or the pain goes away, one of the two. And you just keep motoring on. And the last couple of hours is just complete agony again. But you're doing it every day. So when we stopped the next day, when I came home, obviously didn't do anything that day. My feet swelled up like balloons. I couldn't even get my trainers on. And that was for about 2 or 3 days. It was like that. And then just with, you know, massaging and stuff, it sorted themselves out.
I was going to say, did you consider trying something similar with your knob?
With my knob?
I'm glad it wasn't just me thinking that. Use it for a week and then it'll swell up like a monster.
Like a monster.
It's not pretty at the end.
No,
trust me.
You don't want to put deep. It
isn't pretty at the end anyway because you cut it off, Bruce.
Beautiful. It's majestic. And they all should look
like
a perfectly polished button mushroom.
I wouldn't have walked all that way without a helmet. That is for sure. No way. There wasn't enough talcum powder in my bag to walk helmetless.
I was going to say, did you take
it? You know, that's not how circumcisions work, right? They don't cut the end of your dick off. It's just the skin.
Yeah, but it's like the helmet, isn't it? The soldier hasn't got his tin helmet anymore, Lloyd.
Well, I mean, polo neck, potentially, I think it would be more...
Yeah. I mean, to the we podcast. Constantly bring it back to circumcisions.
Welcome to a very serious podcast about prostate cancer and circumcisions.
And circumcision. and the broken gun.
At some point, we might talk about the broken gun, circumcisions. Anyway, aside from your epic charitable works, Ryan. Have you been doing anything else recently? Like with Johnny, for instance?
Oh, well, yeah. Me and Johnny started... Well, Johnny started up TGS there and invited me to come on and co-host it with him.
So is that like normal TGS, but shite?
Yeah, with less
or
followers.
Or better, depending on your preference.
Yeah, less followers, less money. But, we
I'll be honest... I would say TGS Air is 50% better because you see half as much of Johnny.
Are you only shooting him from the waist down when Ryan stood next to him?
I look like a midget.
You're a fucking midget, Nick Farrell of him.
I'm 6'2", but yeah, stood next to Johnny. I look like I'm about, like Westie's height. It's ridiculous. But yeah, no, so we've been doing TGS Air, which is slowly rising, which
has over 1,000 views now.
See? There you go.
So obviously, TGS Air, I'm guessing, is about air weapons.
It is air weapons of all sorts.
As opposed to just sampling air. Like, yep, this is great.
Yeah, we go to the north and go, yep, it's very clean. Nobody lives up here. No pollution. In fact, that is why Brian actually went on that walk, was to test all of the air, the whole height of Wales.
I had to sample it. It was like the BFG coming back with loads of pots of air.
Where was the finest air in Wales?
I'd have to say, no, it's got to be North Wales.
100%. Anywhere other than in the tent.
Yeah, yeah. I fully admit, I spent one night in that tent and it was absolute misery. I couldn't wait to see the back of it. one night with my dog trying to sleep on my head. That was enough. Done. I'm out of here. But no, so we, no comment. We've got we've got TGS Air going, which is we've had a lot of good fun doing it. It's been enjoyable. Johnny hasn't sacked me from it yet, which has been nice.
Any interesting stuff coming up that you can tell us about?
No, we've got a meeting tomorrow, haven't we, Johnny?
We have, yeah. We're gonna film just a quick studio one tomorrow, so we actually have a video. We were really good. Like, so right at the end of this last lockdown, we filmed a load. So we could
be
ahead.
Got a load done.
And now we've run out and we're back to work. What does that sound like?
Yeah, we'll do another one tomorrow.
Yeah. So what have you covered today? Can you tell us? Obviously, if people haven't watched, I mean, I've watched all of them, obviously.
You're such a big fan of Air Guns, Lloyd.
I can't remember any of them off the top of my head. So if you could just tell us.
I can remember the episode where Johnny made Ryan run through the woods to do a fucking trial check. And I'm thinking, that fat bastard's got no hope. And you see him lean against the fir
tree. Ambulance on standby.
Ancient elm that had been there for donkey's years just fucking creaked under Ryan's weight. Now, it's a bit mean. But, I did promise I wasn't going to call you fat.
I was going to say, speaking of fat shaming, we also released our worst ever clay tour today.
Barbary. Oh, let's talk about the Barbary shooting ground, Eddie. Let's talk about that.
Let's
address the elephant in the room,
Ryan.
My lack of skill set with a shotgun. Let's just address that. Because Johnny tried sugarcoating it for me, bless him. It was really sweet. But let's
the problem is, we've had like 5 years of the Somerset Hunters of all these freezer birds, so everyone thinks you can shoot. And so basically you fat shame me for about 2 hours and hit one clay.
Yeah.
No, that's not true.
The rest of the time you hate clay pigeon shooting. You hate clay pigeon shooting. So mostly the edit was removing all the bits where you say, I fucking hate clay pigeon shooting. Shit. And the rest of it was all of us going, it's snowing. This is shit. It wasn't
Clay pigeon shooting is shit when you don't hit any, because it's basically standing with a gun in your hand.
Which is basically what I do when I go live shooting as well, Bruce. So it's no different.
But there is a chance of an Instagram post, so...
Exactly. There might be some roadkill for me to use, but no.
Barbary was good fun, though. I enjoyed Barbary. It was a good giggle.
It was. I loved it.
I think it was nice to see an episode of TGS which actually had some proper humour in it.
Unlike Mendip Shooting Ground, where you didn't enjoy that as much because you were in Eddie's shoes in that one.
Yeah, I didn't think we were going to ever mention that again, Bruce.
About clay target fails, I thought that was the topic of podcast. So,
should we let Ryan have like a nice level of abuse here, Bruce, or should we let him have that for free? Or what?
Oh, no, no. Well,
he's had 20 minutes of us all sucking his dick talking about his like charitable works, and that's time to get stuck in, haven't we, Bruce?
Do you want to start, Bruce, or should I?
Now, I'll let you tell the story. Go for it.
All right, mate. Are you sitting comfortably? I will begin. So we had a nice get-together when Brucey Boy came to England. We went to Mendip Monobrow Shooting Ground. We all went up there. It was lovely, really quaint. So it was myself, Bruce, AM Bushcraft and Hunting, A Hill Farmer, Ryan, a.k.a. Escaping Suburbia. And who else came?
Matt.
Dan Hill, good old Dan Hill, GT4Z, Q932-6. Who else came?
Matt was there? No.
Matt Price.
Yeah, Matt Price.
Was Pricey there? Yeah.
Yes.
So there's a big old rack of us up there. And we all went for a big old round of English sporting. It was lovely. Bruce borrowed himself a parkour, was it, mate? From the house?
Yeah, lovely little Krieg off parkours. It was beautiful.
It's very nice. Very nice. So we're all down there with our fucking pocket of rocks and Bruce has borrowed himself a parkour. And Ryan rocks up. Happy as Larry, laughing, jovial, brilliant. First stand, AM Bushcraft goes, you're fucking shit, boyo. Next minute, Ryan's missed the first couple and it's just gone progressively downhill from there. And There was one point where we were slightly worried because Ryan walked off with two cartridges towards his car with his gun over his shoulder. And I was fairly certain that was going to be the demise of AM Bushcraft and Hunting. But not AM Bushcraft, sorry. I mean Escape Suburbia. But
two cartridges.
What's your retort?
I don't have a retort. I let everyone get in my head, which doesn't happen anymore.
I don't know, mate. I reckon I could give it another good go.
Well, you won't be
ever immune. You are never immune to someone really getting in your head at a clay target ground. It's always possible.
The amount of abuse I got at Barbary, and I still shot well. So I think I've passed that phase.
Yeah, because I was shooting so badly. If I get my shooting sorted out, and then I start shooting slightly better than you, and I get in your head, it's game over for you, I reckon.
You don't have the years left in your life to sort that shooting out, honestly.
What, me or
you? Yeah.
You could take a loan for about 50 grand, spend it all with Ed Solomons, and might come out hitting two next time.
No, come on, give me some credit. I'll go for 10.
That sounds extremely harsh. You can't be that poor.
What? No, I'm shit, Lloyd.
Eddie is one of those people that if I expect you stood him in the middle of a fit ass layout or in the middle of a flush and just threw the old clay, he'd probably break them. But if you ask him to break 10 out of 10, no.
No, bro.
The wild actions of that gun is insane.
That day at Barbary has ruined my fucking passion for shooting.
Eddie, do you want to let everyone know about the first time we met?
What, when you tried? Oh, no. We don't have to talk about that.
We have to talk about it.
Okay, so Ryan came down to Somerset. Did you come down to buy my gun? Was it buy my gun?
I brought your old Brown and Hunter, didn't I? Hunter Gold.
Yeah, you did. Yeah. So you came down and you were like, mate, I'm down here. Let's go for a shoot. Let's have a drink. Let's have some grub. I was like, yeah, wicked, mate. I'll catch up with you tomorrow. I might have accidentally stayed up on the piss till about 4 in the morning and then come to meet Ryan. Oh, I was really fucking still drunk. I was steaming.
And here we go.
Fortunately, to meet Ryan where I was meeting him, it was all across fields and private grounds. So I drove. And you can carry on, Ryan. You can carry on from now, mate. You can have the golden part of the story.
We had a manual clay trap set out that his brother was operating. And we were shooting ones going away, which Eddie's all right with. He can hit them if they're up the arse, which is his forte. And then we started doing a crosser, didn't we? We were getting Gilo to send him over as a crosser.
I forgot. I wouldn't have let you take him over the story if I'd remember that. But
oh, come on. You fill him in about the crosser then. What happened every time the crosser came over?
I couldn't even get close to him. You were like, more, more, more. Less, you twat. More, more. What are you fucking doing? I was like, Ryan, there's a new gun. You're like, that's not a fucking excuse. Come on, you dick.
I was using your old gun. You were having three shots at every bird, and then I was shooting them on the way down. And that proceeded to happen for about an hour. You got there eventually, though, with a bit of coaching.
Yeah, when I sobered up.
You were totally cool about cartridges, Ryan.
Sorry, say again, Johnny.
You must have been paying for cartridges that day, Ryan.
Yeah, I brought all the ammo and the clays and the beer and the guns and the clay trap and the clays and yeah. That's just what happens when you see Eddie. You have to be sugared.
This is the good old days when you're like, oh my God, he's an influencer. I'm going to follow him. Oh, he's amazing. It's so nice.
Yeah,
to
I thought, like, I probably
Can
thought
I have a picture
the Somerset,
with you? Can I have a picture?
I thought the Somerset Hunters was something special. I brought one of their hoodies. I brought one of their Somerset Hunters onesies. I turned up wearing it. And quickly realised that Instagram is all smoke and mirrors and nobody actually does what they say they do.
I don't know, some of them do. I just don't.
Yeah.
I mean,
you're a nice...
Bruce definitely gets naked in Australia, does shitty dances. Definitely stands around with his dog a lot. It must be true.
Yeah.
It must be true.
But have you noticed how I don't post anything anymore because I can't shoot? So what I do is I just post
because,
really abusive
It's because
posts.
You moved house and had to clean out the freezer, you dumb cunt.
I love you. You don't have to clean it out. There's a new freezer. There's a new freezer. Guess this, Johnny, you'll be proud of me. Lloyd, you'll be proud of me. Bruce, you'll be proud of me as well. I'm actually voluntarily going to go clay shooting this week coming.
Tell us more.
So my friend, old Jeremy, he used to shoot for England when he was a nipper.
He's exceptionally good. He's a fair dab hand. He's bloody good at shooting.
Jerry's very good, isn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
You've met Jerry, haven't you?
Yeah, I tried to shoot that Olympic trap and missed everything. And I went, oh, it's my gun's shit. And he picked my gun up and smashed absolutely everything. And he went, there's nothing wrong with that gun. I was like, right, okay, bye-bye, thanks.
He just put you back in your box. You got a strop on, but yeah, no. So Jer's going to spend the day with me and fucking fix me up, because yeah, Barbary ruined me, Johnny. It just made me not want to pick up a shotgun again.
It was a tough day.
A day's not going to fix fuck all, mate.
Bruce, I mean,
it might help his passion. That counts for something.
I don't care if I can't hit. Look, I've never ever pretended that I'm a fucking good shot ever.
No, ever. You hit with enthusiasm.
Exactly, mate. Exactly. All I do is I show you the one hit of the day on repeat from five different angles because I've got lots of cameras. That's all I fucking do, right? And
I think you might just have to get used to.
If it was possible to take pigeons with cutting sarcasm, there'd be fucking a lot of dead pigeons.
They'd be everywhere.
Red listed, wouldn't they? Red listed pigeons. That's where it'd be at. But alas, no. Would you mind sharing my post? Nah.
Mate, I thoroughly enjoyed that.
Not as much as they did. They would just start laughing. They sent loads of laughing emojis. It's great.
You should try posting just like, hey guys, look at the size of this bag. It's literally just a picture of a bag.
It's great.
It's definitely me and my brother, we could all post that tomorrow and see if everyone finds the same joke about that. If we all put that out about 2 o'clock, a bag for life in the middle of him said, got a huge bag of pigeons.
Just a bloody joke. Boys, make it to you. Rock and roll. I got to go.
Well, Eddie, you've been very polite tonight.
I have. I've only drank half a bottle of port as well, so that's very kind of me, you know. Ryan, thank you for coming on, mate. I'm going to have to skedaddle now, mate, but carry
no worries,
on.
Mate.
Fucking... All right, mate. Lots of love and congratulations on your walk, mate.
Cheers, mate. Thanks for popping on.
Eddie.
Yes.
What is your recommendation for a social media account to follow?
Oh, shit. I hadn't even thought of that. You know what? I'm going to say the Broken Gun podcast on Instagram. That's what I'm going to fucking say.
That has really regular updates, doesn't it, Eddie?
Mate, I'm slowly getting my head out my ass, Lloyd. I'm sorry. I'll get there. I'll start doing more shit on there. But
good lad.
I tell you what, rather than going to follow anybody else, how about you just recommend our podcast to your friends? There we go. That's my recommendation.
Now that's a hell of an idea.
Oh, share the Broken Gun.
Share the Broken Gun. I tell you what.
Like, share, subscribe, comment.
Oh, you boys, my piss. So I tell you what. So this week, I'll put it out there. Everybody that shares the Broken Gun podcast to their story will get shared back on the Broken Gun and the Somerset Hunters. So if you're beggy for followers, ooh, do that.
Wow, that's.
I'm definitely going to share the Broken Gun.
Yeah, and you get a £5 gift voucher at Avalon Guns from Eddie.
What you can do is you can go to those fucking mongs that are doing £1,000 fucking gift coupon at Avalon Guns and follow them cunts, because I ain't giving you fuck all for free.
It's not Avalon Guns anymore. It's Winchester. It no, it's not Winchester. It's AW Rule. No, it's not. Hang on. There's been another one since.
If you want sure. free stuff from Avalon
Hex
Avalon
Cider.
Hex Cider. Give them a follow.
I tell you what, guys, if you want to follow anybody, follow Lloydie P on YouTube, follow TGS on fucking YouTube, follow Bruce's Shooting on Insta, and follow Escape Suburbia on fucking Grindr. Sorted.
always boys, thank you very much. Take care.
Love you very much, and I'll see you next episode. Take care. Goodbye.
Bye.
Are we fucking famous yet or what?
Yeah, it sounds just like you.
There we go. Eddie had a prior engagement.
So.
So Eddie's gone for a little bit. We should be able to get away with now not talking over each other. Should be fantastic.
What's that? Stranger things have happened, Eddie. Bruce, even, Christ. I can't stop talking about Eddie when he's not even here.
You got Eddie on the brain.
That's a... No, I haven't, no. All right, so guys, now that Eddie's left us, Ryan, do you have any anyone that you'd recommend a follow to on Insta or YouTube? Or we've even recommended Netflix shows at this point.
Can I be selfless and recommend TGS Air just because I'm part of it? Can I do that? Is that acceptable?
And where does one find TGS Air on the YouTubes? Do you just search TGS Air by any chance?
Search TGS Air on YouTube, or we've even got Instagram, but it's a little bit dead. I need to talk to Johnny about that in the morning.
Fair dues.
Hi, Bruce. Forward to that conversation.
Bruce, or I get told to F off.
You have the look of a deer in the headlights. This is a man who hasn't got any ideas.
I've got one. I'd like to recommend they're on Instagram as well as YouTube, and it's a channel called Whitebone Creations. If you're into Euro mounts and hunting stories and stuff like that, the guy's brilliant. I find his voice extremely calming, and it's a great tutorial on how to make your own Euro mount. I think I recommended this to you last week, Lloyd. Thoroughly enjoy the content. Fantastic. There you go. Whitebone Creations.
And Johnny. Lloyd, please.
I was hoping you were coming to me last. YouTube and Instagram, that you say.
I'll jump in if you like.
I've got one. Okay. Nine Hole Reviews.
I mean, is this some sort of tentacle porn?
No. So there is a YouTube channel called Nine Hole Reviews, and it's two guys, one who's an ex sniper in the US Army, and another guy who's just like a dude. And they do accuracy tests on military weapons. And they do like a standard army accuracy test where they basically shoot two rounds at a given distance. And once you get two hits, you move to the next distance. But they've done it with numerous weapons now, like endless variations of sort of old AKs and M16s and blah, blah, all esoterica of military weapons in Texas. And it's just quite entertaining because this guy, Henry, is obviously quite a good shot, knows his onions, and it's a good watch. So Nine Hole Reviews on YouTube.
I will go with NIMO UK. That's the North York Moors Moorland Association. We were up on the North York Moors doing a film involving them. I tell you what, the North York Moors are really nice. They could be one of the nicest moorland areas in the UK. Could be. It was also blazing sunshine, and there's a lot more trees in the North York Moors than there is in other moors. It's a lot lower. The weather is nicer. There's a lot to be said for it, to be fair. But yeah, NIMO, they have a great feed, some great stuff on there. And it is one of the prettiest places in England. And I will give them that credit.
High praise indeed.
Indeed.
All right, guys. Thank you very much. Ryan, thanks for coming on the show, mate.
No worries. Thanks for having us on.
I found it funny how you did your hair for a podcast.
Who? Me?
Yeah.
I always do my hair.
You're a very, very tidy man.
I like to try and make an effort. Okay. But thanks for noticing, Johnny. Thank you.
Totally didn't bother.
I can definitely attest to him. He does all of his hair all the time, too. Well clean shaven.
I'm ready for you coming back to the UK, Bruce.
Just think he had a wet look gel on his pubic area.
No. Just, I'm always ready for Bruce coming back. You need to come back and shoot pheasants again, Bruce.
Yeah, as soon as they open it up, mate, I'm jumping on a plane. But unfortunately, I can't see that for a fair while. 2024 is their estimate.
Well, I'll save you a peg. Save you a peg for 2024. The same peg.
Sounds like a plan. The hot seat.
Guys, thanks very much for tuning in. I've been Lou Patterson.
I have been Johnny Carter.
I've been Bruce's Shooting.
And I've been Escape Suburbia.
Guys, thanks for listening, and we will see you next time. Take care.
Take care.
Are we fucking famous yet? Or are you?